Gracious God, we remember today your servant James, the first apostle to give his life for faith in Jesus Christ. Pour out on your people that spirit of self-denying service, which is the mark of true leadership. Amen. First, may I thank your rector, Father Kevin, for his gracious invitation to preach today on this your patronal festival. My association with your parish goes back almost 40 years, and through my wife's family, 80 years, as her parents were married in this church in 1943. My sister-in-law, Mary Hamilton, a long-time parishioner of St. James and a member of the choir, heard that I was to preach today and accordingly took a vacation in Eastern Canada. Some of my retired clergy colleagues obviously got the memo and are not here today. I was especially pleased to be welcomed by Father Neil Gray on my arrival in the parish this morning. Fresh from his 40th anniversary, he was assistant sides person. I have much to look forward to in the years to come. The challenge for preachers on a feast day, particularly perhaps in this parish, is to try to say something to the congregation that they haven't heard many times before. And it remains to be seen whether or not that occurs today. In looking at the readings for St. James Day, it struck me as rather odd that the passage from Matthew might be used in celebration. For in this version of a very human narrative, the mother of James and John gets the blame for trying to promote her sons. Elsewhere in the Gospel according to Mark, it is the boys themselves that approach Jesus directly. Whoever was responsible for the idea, it clearly wasn't very well thought through. Jesus is clear in rejecting the idea by saying that if the pair are able to drink the cup he was about to drink. When they say they can, Jesus reminds them that giving seats at his right and left is something only God can grant. And if that wasn't enough for put down, the brothers then had to face the understandable wrath of their fellow disciples. They, of course, were not best pleased that James and John thought they were more central to Jesus' inner circle than the rest of them. Other than to show the fickle nature of human beings who often want to be at the center of things, perhaps it also shows us that in the kingdom, no one is more important than any other. In God's eyes, we all have a place, but none of us is more vital than anyone else. The first reading describes a time of great need in the early church. One member, Agabus, prophesied there'd be a severe famine affecting the known world. The disciples then in Antioch decided, according to their ability, that they would send relief to the followers of Jesus in Judah. We further read that this was the moment that Herod laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. It was at this time that James was killed, as we are told, with the sword. And it is, of course, for this reason that this passage is set for today. So two readings related to James that perhaps hardly point to the title James the Greater, who died in Jerusalem only 10 years or so after the crucifixion of Jesus, and as the first of the apostles to be put to death. Perhaps more noteworthy was that James was chosen by Jesus to accompany him with Peter and John to the Transfiguration and at the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his Passion. These accounts give James a certain precedence amongst the 12. The other well-known non-biblical tradition regarding James relates to his visiting and preaching in Spain, as referenced in the bulletin today. Later, a shrine at Santiago de Compostela was established and became one of the great centers of pilgrimage in Christendom. As you will know, and as some of you have done, many thousands walk to Santiago each year, completing their pilgrimage at the shrine. And a cockle shell from Santiago adorns my wall at home, given to me by our son following his visit there with his girlfriend a few years ago. In the other reading, Paul, in the second letter to the Corinthians of Corinth, offers encouragement about the power that belongs to God rather than the power that belongs to ourselves. Paul speaks of being afflicted, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. For he says, we carry in the body of the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be also visible in our bodies. There's little doubt in our lives, in our communities, and in the church that we go through tumultuous times and very challenging moments. And Paul, as he does elsewhere, for instance, in Romans 5, chapter verses 1 to 5, Paul wants his readers to know that come what may, whatever happens to us, we are never crushed, forsaken, or destroyed. For we carry Jesus in our bodies through his life and his death. For as those who follow Christ, whatever we face in life, we always have God and we always have each other. We are never alone, and therefore we have no reason to give up hope. Paul, in speaking of his own suffering, speaks of being down but not out. And that should be an encouragement and a blueprint for all of us. The last few years have been very challenging for the church, not least because of COVID. But it seems to me that St. James is doing well as it emerges from those last few years and is building a stronger, more active congregation, fit for the times in which we live today. Like our parish, you see Zoom as a long-term gain for parish life, rather than something we only do because we cannot meet in person. It is wonderful to keep connected and involved in our mission and ministry when we cannot be present in church. So it has given me joy today to join the congregation online and now in person, to enable you and to join with you in celebrating the years of faithful service this parish has offered to the community, to the diocese and beyond, since the earliest days of the city of Vancouver's existence. St. James is and remains a faithful beacon for those who live, work in this area, or who drive or walk past this church daily. It is a vision of something that brings us together and provides us with validation and inspiration as we live our lives. And it also offers support and encouragement to those who never enter the building. For as people struggle, we need hope. We need role models. And St. James is that for many people in this area and beyond. The collect for today speaks of James as the first apostle to give his life for Christ. And for those of us who come after James, and especially as part of this congregation, we seek to live our lives in service and sacrifice, as James and others did before he was martyred. May we all receive from God that spirit of self-denying service, which arms out those who seek to be true leaders in the community of faith. Amen.